Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
So having summoned up the demons come to tell him the truth. And remember, it's very important to realize that everything they tell him is the truth. But Macbeth only hears what he wants to hear. What they tell him is true, but what he hears is the parts of it that are to his advantage.
Macbeth, 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 beware Macduff, beware the Thane of Fife, dismiss me, enough.
Whate'er thy art, for thy good caution thanks, thou hast harped my fear aright, but one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
Macbeth, 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 be bloody, bold, and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff, what need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure, and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell a pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this that rises like the issue of a king?
Listen, 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 listen. Be lion-mettled, proud, and take no care. Who chafes, who frets, or where conspires are, Macbeth shall never vanquished be until great Birnam Wood, to high Dunsinane Hill, shall come against him.
And so the witches have told him the future. They have said that he should watch out for Macduff, that Macduff is dangerous. He already knew that. But that single statement convinces him that Macduff is not only to be watched, but that Macduff is to be killed. He condemns him to death almost instantly. I'll make assurance double sure. In the second place, they tell him that no person born of a woman can overcome him. Now, if you think about that, everybody is born of a woman. So what Macbeth hears is, I can't be killed. They've told him the truth. That's what he reads from it. And the third, that he will never be vanquished until Birnam Wood come to Dunsinane Hill. Who can uproot an entire forest and move it? It's not possible. It's not going to happen. So he believes that he is safe. What he doesn't take into account is how. He doesn't ask any questions. He doesn't say, how could that happen? Or who could that be? He just accepts it on face value. They've told him the truth, but because of his determination that he is invulnerable, he believes exactly what he wants to hear, the most dangerous decision he ever takes. There is a final question he asks. Will Banquo's issue, will Banquo's line ever reign in this kingdom? And the witches show him the most horrific thing possible. King after king after king after king after king, all issuing from Banquo. What they tell him is, no matter what you do, no matter how much you try to change the future, this is going to happen. And to my mind, that's the final thing that tips him over the edge. And he decides if he can't rule the kingdom, if he can't pass on posterity, if he can't control the future, then he will obliterate the present. And he moves from being tyrannical to being genocidal. He wipes out everyone who will stand in his way. And from Collegiate, I want to thank Miriam Pryor, Rachel Brakey, Andrea Graham, and Jason McMahon for reading. Thank you.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.